This is episode 7 of Unshaken. If your life feels heavy, your environment might be the reason. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up. One choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Most people think their problem is motivation. They think they need more discipline, more willpower, more confidence. But that's not the problem. The real problem is this. They're trying to grow in an environment that was designed to keep them small. And no amount of motivation survives that for long. Here's the truth most people don't want to face. You don't rise to your goals. You sink to your environment. Not your intentions. Not your potential. Your environment. The people around you. The noise you consume. The habits that feel normal. The places you spend your time. All of it is shaping you, whether you like it or not. I've lived in environments that drain me. Places where distraction was constant, comfort was celebrated, mediocrity was normal, ambition felt awkward, and I noticed something dangerous. It wasn't that anyone told me not to grow. It was worse than that. They made staying the same feel acceptable. That's how environments break you quietly. You don't feel attacked. You feel sedated. This is where most men get it wrong. They try to wake up early, work harder, focus more, but they go right back into the same conversations, the same habits, the same mental noise. And then they blame themselves when it doesn't last. Listen carefully. Discipline is not strong enough to fight a bad environment forever. Eventually, the environment wins. That's not weakness. That's reality. Your environment is not just a place. It's a system. It includes who has access to you, what you hear every day, what you scroll before bed, what's considered normal around you. If the system rewards laziness, complaining, escapism, excuses, then that's what you'll become, even if you're talented. Here's the part most people avoid. Changing your environment often means fewer friends, less noise, less validation, more solitude. And yes, it can feel lonely at first. But understand this. Loneliness is a small price to pay for clarity. What destroys men is not being alone. What destroys men is staying surrounded by people and inputs that slowly pull them backward. If you want to change your life, you don't start with a motivation. You start with control. Control over who you listen to, what you allow into your mind, where you spend your time, how accessible you are. This isn't arrogance. This is self-respect. Strong men are not available to everything and everyone. They are selective. Ask yourself this honestly. Do people around me push me forward or keep me comfortable? Do my surroundings make discipline easier or harder? When I leave a room, do I feel clearer or drained? If your environment doesn't support the man you're trying to become, then it's not neutral. It's working against you. The moment things changed for me wasn't when I worked harder. It was when I changed what I tolerated, changed what I normalized, changed what I allowed around me. That's when growth stopped feeling like a fight. Because the environment started pulling with me, not against me. Here's the line to remember. You don't rise to your goals. You sink to your environment. So if you want a different life, change the environment first. The rest will follow. Protect your space. Protect your mind. Protect your standards, because your environment is either building you or breaking you. And now you know which one it is. Thank you for listening. If this message hit you, like it and share it with someone that needs to hear it. This is Angel Lopez with the Nomad Build. Until next time, keep building.